Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, where we focus on building your business through tangible strategies and ideas, all through the lens of the Christian faith, leaning on God as our strength and guide as we learn, grow, and encourage each other. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company Pressing Onward, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. Today, I am so excited to introduce to you a new friend of mine who I have been following on social media for a while. We're kind of in some of the same circles, and she always exudes such positiveness, such encouragement that I couldn't wait to have a conversation with her. And so you're going to get so much out of this episode. But I want to introduce to you Miss Shay Sparks. Growing up with a father who was unwillfully drafted in the Army to serve time in Korea, Shay Sparks inherited her father's "I don't have a choice" mindset. Later, she realized she did have a choice and overcame abuse, addiction, depression, anger, low self-worth, being a bully, and being bullied. Today, she has proactively changed that fear-based phrase, "I don't have a choice," into determination, inspiring others to make fearless choices. She guides leaders to reignite their passion into a more aligned purpose and transform it into increased profit. She knows that if she can take her own traumatic experiences and transform them into a treasure, then so can you. She's the CEO, Chief Excitement Officer, of Sparks of Fire International, a certified fearless living coach and trainer, host of the Power of Investing in People podcast, host of Hey Shay, What Do You Say? Facebook Live Show, author of How to Get Your Voice Back, and co-founder of Hashtag Firestarters Book Project. As you can see, we have so much to talk about. Welcome, Shay. I'm so glad that you're here.
Well, thank you, Jen. Wow, that was such an introduction. I feel so honored to be on here. So thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I have so enjoyed hearing about your journey to get where you are today. But tell us a little bit about the things that led you to the place that you are.
So growing up in a small town in Midwest America, my dad was an entrepreneur as a farmer and had a fertilizer distributorship. And he also had a 9-to-5 as a, if you would call it a 9-to-5, as a fertilizer salesperson. And he really had the mindset of, we work 7 days a week, sun up to sundown, because we don't have a choice. And it wasn't until I actually had went through so much growing up, but I was a bully. I was bullied, abuse, an addiction. I was an alcoholic. And then I was in an abusive relationship in my 20s. And it wasn't until I got out of that, about mid-30s, when I started to realize how fear had taken over my life. And it wasn't until I found the Fearless Living Institute that it was because someone else's fear, my parents, was put on me, and that's how I was living my life.
What an insightful place to get to. And you know, I think that there are a lot of us who have moved into entrepreneurship who are having to unlearn a lot of the things that were ingrained in us as a child. There's nothing wrong with hard work. Right? And so that seems to be a positive thing. But when it shifts over into, if you don't work 7 days a week, then you're not going to make it, you're not going to be successful, then that kind of can start a spiral of other things.
Yeah, you really hit the nail on the head when you said unlearn. We only know what we know, right? And so there's a whole lot of things out there that we don't know. And there's a whole lot of more things out there that we don't know that we don't know. And so I had actually, in my mid-30s, got out of this abusive relationship and started to ask myself, what is it that I don't know that I need to know in order to move forward? Because we always think about what we know. We don't think about sometimes what we don't know.
Right. Absolutely. So One thing that I think is always interesting to talk to people who have taken a personal problem, a personal issue, and shifted it into a business is how did you make that transition to say, this isn't just me dealing with this. There are so many other people who are dealing with the same thing. How can I get into helping them to walk through these steps and in turn make a business at the same time?
Oh, that's a great question. And I fully believe that people will tell you what your next business is by just you sharing your story. They'll tell you, number one. Number two, if you get asked the same question at least three times, there's a business. And you have the answer, there's a business. So for me, I was just healing from this abusive relationship. And I'm also a hairstylist, and that you didn't read off. And so as a hairstylist, people would come to me, you know, obviously get their hair done, but they would share their story or, you know, tell me there's whatever's going on in the world, right? People tell their hairstylists everything.
Right.
Right. And so I would hear their stories about their relationship dynamic issues, whether it was a boss or a coworker, or maybe it was an employee, or even their spouse, their kids, their parents. I mean, I heard the gamut. And it always seemed to be a conversation that needed to happen that they weren't willing to have. And one of the things that I had learned when I started to go through my healing process, really to learn how to have authentic conversations. And what I mean by that is to have it in a way that is vulnerable and transparent and fearless. Now, I say that wasn't a fearless coach then. It just kind of fell into my lap, and I can get to that later if you want. But at the time, what I had learned was how we use sarcasm as kind of a fun, punchy way to spice up conversations. And what sarcasm really is anger in a clown suit. So, right? And so the question is to the person who's listening to the sarcasm is to ask, what's really going on? Who are you really angry at? What are you really upset about? You know, what is really happening? And I started to do that with my family. It all started with my family. And what transpired was miraculous. My dad growing up was absent. He was, you know, he worked 7 days a week, so he was not there. And we had a very tumultuous relationship. You know, he was absent and I was the rebel without a cause kind of a thing, you know, and a teenage alcoholic. So I had grown to not dislike him. I had just grown to wanting a better relationship, and it wasn't happening. And it wasn't until I started to talk to him this way, very transparent, very vulnerable and open, non-judgmental, not shaming, not blaming, just curious about what was the underneath that was going on with him when he would talk to me. And in the last 5 years of his life, he became my best friend because I was able to shift our conversation. So back to the salon, as I'm telling my clients, oh yeah, maybe if you said this to that person, or maybe if you said this to that person when they would tell me their situation of their relationship dynamic issue, challenge, it was got to the point where it was like, well, Shay, what do I say to this person? And then I would tell them, they would come back in their, you know, 4 to 6 weeks appointment, right? And they were like, oh my gosh, what you said helped me so much. I had the conversation. This is what happened. And now we're moving forward in whatever that it looks like for them. Again, it's all relationships. And they're like, you should be a life coach. You should write a book. You should start a podcast. You should be a motivational speaker. And they started speaking life into me of all these different options. And I was like, huh, that's really interesting. It was kind of like in the very back of the back of the back corner of the closet of my mind, right? Of maybe one day that could be possible.
Right.
So the seed of a mustard seed was already there. I just didn't act on it or even know how. And once that started happening, I really started to pray about it and ask God for his next step. And after a million series of events and steps, because it's never, you know, clap, miracle, overnight, you wake up like the movies, right?
Right.
It's, you know, it takes time. And I believe it's because he's cultivating us, right?
Right.
Go back to that farmer in me. He's cultivating us to build us up to be a stronger for entrepreneurship, because it takes grit. It takes courage. It takes determination.
Right. Okay. So I want to reiterate a few things that you said. I've been taking notes over here as you've been talking. First of all, I love how authentically your journey came to pass. And something that you just said that I want to reiterate is that this is a long game.
Yeah.
There is nothing quick about this. 99.99% of us are not going to make one post on social media and it's going to go viral and we're never going to have to work again. Like,
right.
It is a long game. It's a long game for a reason. Just like you said, we've been praying a lot in the waiting here recently, and there's always a reason to it. God's timing is always perfect, and you needed each one of those million events mm-hmm. to happen in order to bring you where you are. I also love that you said people will tell you what your next business is if you share your story.
Yes.
I think I love that. I think that is such great wisdom. And then the other thing that I wrote down is, I mean, one of the things I wrote down is, if you get the same question three times and you have the answer, you have a business. Mm-hmm. And I think that goes, you know, not just for building a business, but also for building content, mm-hmm. for being valuable to people, for sharing value. You do all of those things that you just said, as far as a podcast and a book and a show and all of that. What you're doing there is you're giving value. And the more that we can listen to people and then help them come up with a solution, the more valuable we become, which in turn increases our sales, increases our business. And so it's all just authentic and it's all organic, but it is a long game.
Yeah.
And the people who actually get where they're wanting to go, I think, are the ones that are in it for the long game and that understand that there's going to be a million events and are willing to put in the work and the consistency there.
Absolutely. It's, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? This is a marathon, not a sprint. Like, whatever phrase you have to tell yourself.
All the goodness.
Right? Like, all of them fit to being an entrepreneur.
Right. Okay. So I want to spend the rest of the short amount of time that I have with you for this particular episode, although we're definitely going to have you back to talk more. You shared a framework with me called the 4 A's.
Yes.
And I think it's so valuable. So would you kind of go over the 4 A's and explain those to us?
Absolutely. So along my journey, and one of the million events I went through was a training program, a coaching program certification through the Fearless Institute. And one of the tools that they teach us to teach our clients, our coaching clients, is the 4 A's. And the 4 A's, and I will give them a synopsis and then I will go back to it. And the 4 A's is, one is acknowledge your feelings. Number 2 is allow time to process those feelings. 3 is ask yourself what you are committed to or what it is that you want right now. Number 4 is act on those commitments. So going back, number 1 is acknowledge your feelings. So as entrepreneurs, as type A, high performance people, teachers, whatever you want to say, we have a tendency to push things aside. And in 2020, for me, I call it the great pause, because it gave me time to really look at what it is that I was feeling, how, and then how to move forward from that. One of the things that I've heard over the course of my coaching is, especially with grief, if you resist that feeling, it will constantly persist. So it will constantly show up. Grief is one of them and anger is another. So it's really important to acknowledge that you have feelings and acknowledge what those feelings are in any given time. Let's say you're getting ready to take a risk in your business, or maybe it's a risk in just having a conversation with someone new that you're connecting with. Acknowledge what you're feeling. That could be excited and scared. You know, it doesn't always have to be on the same level. It can be a paradigm, can be both, right? So it can be, you know, sad and upset to also kind of relieved and anxious to move forward. So there's a lot of different feelings that we ignore. So that's the first one, is to acknowledge those feelings, and writing them down helps, because then you can really, you know, keep a log on it as well if you want. I journal on a daily basis. So for me, journaling is really important.
I do too. I couldn't imagine going through a day without writing down things, because it's just how I process.
Same here. Yeah.
I think that sometimes we feel like there is a certain way that we should feel.
Yes.
Especially if, say you're a business owner and you're running a small team and you are guiding your team to try something new, and you feel like, well, I can't worry about this. I can't be anxious about this. I can't be nervous about this, because I don't want my team to feel nervous about it. Like, I need to feel like I have it all together. I need to feel like I'm 100% confident all the time. And then, oh no, talk us through that. Do you see that a lot, that people, even you mentioned grief, like people feel like I should be feeling a certain way, and so anything that doesn't fit into this, I'm not going to acknowledge that I'm feeling that way.
Absolutely. I love that you asked this question, because it's a perfect example of how fear is disguised as. So fear shows up for everybody different at different times. And so fear shows up as that word should. And that is having an expectation of how you should think, do, act, feel. And that's fear. That's almost like you're comparing yourself. Well, this person did it in 10 days and we're doing it in, 2 months. What's wrong here? Right? That's an expectation. Comparison is fear. Expectations are fear. So it's about allowing yourself, acknowledging yourself acknowledging to yourself what those feelings are. So you can write all of that down. So imagine if you had that situation coming up and you had a deadline, and you know that the other company, your competitor, had done it quicker, and you're anxious and you're nervous to tell your team about where this is going. So write it down first, get it out of your system. Then you can acknowledge it, number one. Number two, maybe find a trusted friend or a coach or, you know, a therapist or, you know, someone who is, that you can, is safe for you, right? And then you can talk about it. And talking about it is not getting an answer. Talking about it is just venting it. Because sometimes we just need to literally expel it from our brain.
And that allows you to process it.
Right, which is the second step, right? Allow time to process, the second A. And it's also okay to tell your team to be transparent and authentic with your team. In fact, studies have shown the more transparent and authentic you are with your team, the more they respect and trust you as a leader. So there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I am anxious about this and I'm excited. Because that's the other thing, is as you allow time to process, which is the second A, you will start to see how maybe, and this is not like in that first situation, this could be, you know, a year, over several months, over years, is that you will start to see how these feelings show up in your body. So anxious and nervous, you might have butterflies in your stomach. is the same as excited. And we're not taught this, right? We're taught that, oh, it's a bad feeling, and it can be a good feeling. So it's, think about it. If you as a leader went into your team and said, hey guys, I'm nervous about this, I'm anxious, and I'm super excited. How do you think they're going to feel? They're going to be like, oh my gosh, me too. They're going to be like, absolutely, I want in. Absolutely, I'm going to work harder. Because they see the excited part. If you just acknowledge the nervous part, then yeah, then you're probably, your team's going to lose interest. But because you've allowed that time to process, you can see the excitement side of it. You can see the other side, the paradigm of the other side of it, whatever that is, whatever feeling that is, and share that. That's when your team will do whatever they need to do.
So you just brought some clarity for me to something that's been happening in the educational world this year. So, you know, I work with administrators and teachers, and there's a term that has kind of been coined in 2020, in the past school year, called toxic positivity. And I struggled with that term a little bit because I do think that positivity is a choice and that you can be positive despite circumstances. It just looks different, right? And so I kind of was struggling with that term. But I think that what you just said hits the nail on the head, that just like the leader who comes in and says, I'm nervous and anxious and also excited. The flip side happens. So you said you don't want the leader to come in and just say, I'm nervous and anxious, because that's not going to lead their team well. But you also don't want the leader to come in and say, I'm just excited.
Right.
When there is risk on the line, when there is fear on the line, when there are real issues to tackle. And so being able to say, I know there's uncertainty. I know you're having to learn a lot. I know you're feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling overwhelmed as well. We're trying to tackle X, Y, and Z. But I'm also excited that we get to lead kids during this time.
Yeah.
I'm also excited that we get to be, you know, the safe place for kids. I'm also excited that we have technology that even if it's not best practice, or even if it's not how we want our classrooms to look, that we have technology where we can still stay connected with our students, you know? And so just to acknowledge both, I think would have taken care of the toxic positivity, because then it would have been more authentic positivity.
Yes. And when you say toxic positivity, I'm thinking immediately sarcasm, right? It's that negative thing that's dressed up in the good thing. So it kind of perceives itself as it's okay. And the truth is it's not okay, because it wasn't transparent and it wasn't authentic. So if you're able to say both, I believe it just opens you up as a leader to get more respect. Because again, we have experienced and still experiencing things we have no protocol for. We haven't experienced yet. We're trying new things. So if you went in and said, okay, this is how it's going to be done, that's a very direct message. But if you go in and say, this is what we're going to practice, we're going to try this and see how it works, see what happens. Because the truth is, we're all practicing. But as leaders and entrepreneurs, we, and even the teachers, we get on this track of, well, we've always done it this way. Well, I think 2020 was a great teacher that we can't always do things the way we've done them.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. I could talk to you about this all day, and we're going to have other opportunities to talk about this. So I'm really excited, but let's get through the four A's, and I'm going to stop butting in so that you can. I'm just so excited about it.
Yeah. So the second one we briefly went over is allow time to process. So that could mean, like we talked about, like Jen and I talked about, is journaling. That could be venting to a friend. It could be just breathing, exercising, doing something proactive for yourself to get in a different mindset. Okay. So that's allow time to practice. And then number three is to ask yourself, what are you committed to? And what is it that you want? So for example, an entrepreneur, what they want is to create this new revenue stream. As a teacher, what they want is their students to pay attention, right? So that's what they want. That's what their commitment is to. So then four, the four A is to act on that. What actions can you take? And it's not always just trying something and it's working the first time. It's acting and not being attached to the outcome. That's where we get hung up on.
That's so good. Okay, will you repeat that? Because I just want everybody to hear it.
Yeah, so number four is act on what you're committed to. And so because you've laid out what those commitments are, you act, you take action without being attached to the outcome.
Because that circles us back around that if we have certain expectations of what should happen, yeah, then we start operating in fear.
Yes.
And not based on our commitments and why we're there in the first place.
Right. It's not based on faith. It's not based on freedom. It becomes completely based on fear. And then we have to process the whole thing all over again.
Right. Right. Oh my gosh. Okay. This is so good. This is so good for us as we individually process through things. This is so good for us as we lead others and we try to build relationships with others. This is just such a fantastic framework.
Great.
So Shay, if we want to connect with you, if we want to follow you, I know I mentioned your Facebook show and your podcast. If we want to work with you more, tell us how to connect with you.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. You can go to my website at shaysparks.com. That's shaysparks.com. All of my social media links are at the bottom, but you can also go to those social media and find me at Shay Sparks. You can also email me at heyshay@shaysparks.com. And you can find my podcast on all podcast platforms called The Power of Investing in People.
And we will definitely have all of that information in the show notes, and we'll also have that on our social media platforms as well. So Shay, I just want to thank you again for your time and for the value that you gave us in this episode.
Oh, thank you. I'm like I said, I'm totally honored that you asked and we've connected. So I'm excited to see where we go.
Absolutely. So I want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. There we share business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement. And it's just great to have a community that celebrates each other and networks with each other and prays for each other. And Shay is there as well. So that is another place that you can connect with her. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe and download. And we'll be back with another episode of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur next week. Bye. I want to tell you a little more about Clement Townsend's course, Video Journalism Pro, a supplemental online program that teachers can seamlessly integrate into their current curriculum. Seriously, the teacher just needs to be able to press play. This online program offers a project-based learning approach that engages students and teaches them valuable skills they can use in any profession, such as writing, speaking, and critical thinking skills. The program also helps students develop their creativity so they can thrive in the 21st century. The online program contains 4 modules and walks students step by step through the storytelling process while teaching the technical skills of media, including shooting video and editing. And all they need is a phone. After the students have completed this course, they will have demonstrated their ability to create and present information in a compelling, creative, and relevant way. Students will have a tangible video story that can be posted on the internet to impact the school, parents, the community, and even the world. This is a great fit to integrate with the core curriculum in the classroom, a media club, or even an after-school program. And if you want my opinion, it gives access to skills and thinking that a lot of students may not have access to otherwise, a great step towards equity. For more information, go to www.videojournalismpro.com. And the coupon code is PressingOnward10 for 10% off.